Seamus Kearney is our Europe correspondent. Hi, Seamus.
Yes, hello, Catherine.
It's terrible to talk about yet another crunch week, but definitely in Boris Johnson's case, this is at some key dates this week over whether or not it will even be possible to avoid an extension or a crash out.
That's right. At least the fate of the UK Prime Minister at stake this week. We just can't get away from it, can we? Brexit, after weeks and weeks of most of the reports saying that a Brexit deal like a needle in a haystack, if you like. We did have this splash of optimism in most of the UK media over the past few days that a Brexit deal could be just around the corner. Just ahead of this very crucial week for Boris Johnson, talks between the UK and the EU continuing over the weekend, a long time since we had weekend talks. But perhaps we shouldn't be getting too carried away. Both sides tonight saying there's still significant work to be done. That's the word used by the UK government. A deal a long way off, also saying the European Union. And diplomats, you know, saying that these very complicated technical issues came up this weekend. There may not be enough time to iron out all of the details before this week's crucial deadline, even if an accord is looking more possible. And, you know, some people are saying that. And some of these diplomats saying that in all reality, a Brexit extension may be the most prudent way forward. But, you know, we do talk about Boris Johnson, and this really, I think, is going to be a crucial week for him. He's hoping to get this deal before the deadline, an EU summit taking place this Thursday and Friday. If there's a deal, he's going to have to put that before the UK Parliament, the special sitting set aside for next Saturday. And, you know, the big question is, has he made any major U-turns? And, you know, the full details of what's being negotiated, not even published. There have been some leaks with some of the details. But if he has made major U-turns on this do-or-die kind of rhetoric we heard, he may find it very difficult to get support for his deal, especially among hardline Brexiteers, also Northern Ireland MPs. And if there is no deal, of course, this is the big quagmire. You know, by law, he's going to have to ask the European Union for an extension, something he's vowed he will not do. And then, of course, all this widespread speculation. How is he going to deal with this? You know, could there be some kind of maneuver, some kind of political trick to save his premiership? And that really could be the big question this week. In the face of what really could be a failure to get Brexit done, which was his slogan, and of course all that by October the 31st. And, you know, we could be looking towards some kind of legal battle between Johnson and Parliament over any delay.
Well, the perceived progress was over whether or not you could have some kind of a customs union functioning in Ireland without a border. And ironically, it seems to be reviving, at least in spirit, Theresa May's proposals. Ireland, of course, incredibly sensitive in all of this, but also getting agitated again, shall we say, the political leadership of Scotland.
Yes, this is the leader of the Scottish National Party. This is the ruling party in Scotland. That's the party that wants independence for Scotland, but within the European Union. And this is Nicola Sturgeon saying that she's actually going to make a request for a new referendum on independence. And she's saying within weeks, she told British television this weekend that support for Scottish independence has risen to 50%. That's using their figures. And she says she's going to make this formal request to hold this vote. She's working on legislation in her assembly for the rules governing any vote. It has to be said that this has to be given to London as part of what's known as Section 30 laws that came into force in 1998. We know that Boris Johnson voiced opposition to that. Theresa May turned down a referendum request back in 2017. And of course, we know that back in 2014, when we did have a referendum, 55% of people said that they wanted to stay part of the UK. But, you know, there could be a possibility, for example, if Labour were to win any upcoming election. Many in Scotland say they believe that a new referendum could be possible under Jeremy Corbyn. He's saying that he wouldn't favour a ballot straight away, but he's not totally ruling it out. And this momentum we're seeing, really, last weekend we had tens of thousands turning up for a pro-independence march in Edinburgh, and organisers really saying that there is this new drive towards independence, especially with all this talk now, this growing talk of a possible no-deal Brexit.
Just a minute or so left, but I am extremely interested in the controversy surrounding the exhumation of the Spanish dictator, Franco. What is the story?
Yeah, this is fascinating, and it's been going on for months and months, a legal battle, controversy in Spain. The authorities there now confirming that they're making final preparations to exhume the remains of the late dictator Franco. This is the ruling socialists in Spain, and they long promised as part of their election campaigning to go ahead with this reburial of Franco. We had this controversy over the current mausoleum complex where he's buried. And actually, critics of this complex, is known as the Valley of the Fallen, they say that it should be, in fact, a memorial for the 500,000 victims of the Spanish Civil War. Of course, that was between 36 and 39. And they say instead this complex was turned into really a place to glorify Franco. And this weekend we heard that the mausoleum's been closed, temporarily closed, to avoid any possible disturbances. No exact date for when that exhumation is going to take place, but we're expecting it to happen any time over the next few weeks, the green light from the Supreme Court and a government plan adopted.
Thank you, Seamus Kearney, our Europe correspondent.